Dear Sangha, today is the 16th of May 2010. We are in upper land of Plum Village. We are in the Stillwater Meditation Hall. So we are learning the Sutra on the Net of Attachment. That text we also base from the Chinese Dhammapada. This morning during walking meditation, I have seen that this planet Earth, this planet, our planet, is very rare in the universe, in the cosmos. In the so huge cosmos, there is that tiny planet. And in that planet, there is so many wonderful manifestations. That is a very rare occasion. According to astronomy, astronomy, they have seen that there is there's so many planets, there's so many planets on the Earth. In the Sutra, the Buddha did say that there's so many worlds. Until now, all the scientists, astrologers cannot find any planet who have so wonderful manifestation like our planet. So our planet is real rare manifestation. I have heard that in the moon there is a lot of rock, but there's no real life. And if one day you will hear that the grass can grow on the moon, it will be something upside down. It cannot believe it. Until now, the moon cannot have any grass, any life, any kind of vegetation. So then we can live there if there is grass growing, and then we can have land there, we can live there. It will be wonderful. We have to bring something like a kind of seed in order for something must be grow on the planet, on the moon. This morning I asked Brother Phapthe that our planet is so wonderful, so marvelous. And when we walk on the planet, when we do walking meditation, it's like we walk on the whole wonderful planet. This earth is every step of us is a kind of enjoyment. And the contact with the earth is something very wonderful if you have mindfulness. If you walk like a sleepwalker, you will not see it. But if you walk mindfully, look deeply in the present moment, you are touching that wonderful planet. This will be a miracle. Last Thursday, I make a statement that every step is a miracle. Each step is a healing. Each step is nourishing. Each step is liberation. We are a practitioner. we must have that ability to walk like that. If you have the energy of mindfulness, and if you can be in touch deeply with the earth when you walk, and so you will enjoy tremendously when you walk, and it's nourished you a lot, it's healed you a lot. Like the Linji, our Patriarch Linji have said, every step is a miracle. Every step is a miracle. You miracle with your 2 feet. So who tell you that you cannot perform miracle? You can. You can perform miracle with your step on the earth. With mindfulness, you rest profoundly, concentrate on every step you make. It's make a real miracle. Everyone can do it. Every step is a liberation. You are free. Every step is freedom, free from the past, free from the future, free from your project, free from your dispersion. And so you are dwelling deeply, profoundly in the present moment. Touch what is wonderful. And only one step is enough. You have that freedom. That freedom, free from dispersion, free from the past, future, free from your project. You dwell peacefully, profoundly in the present moment. And every step is healing. Every step is nourishing. Is happiness. And everyone can do like that. And everyone is stuck by that. By that project and other project. Anyone. Everyone have some difficulty. One or two or many difficulties. And in order to be free, to be solid, to be stable, to face your difficulty with beauty and with the appropriate way, you have to touch your peace, your ultimate dimension, to live deeply in the present moment and make that miracle to walk on earth. Now we learn the sutra, the sutra on attachment, the stanza 21. By tying ourselves in the net of sensual love and taking shelter under an umbrella of sensual love, we are binding ourselves in the circle of attachment like a fish that swims into his own trap, caught by the age of by age and death. We just circle around the object of our love like a calf looking for his mother udders. If we are able to let go of desire and do not follow the track of the love vehicle, we can get out of the net of sensual love and nothing else can harm us anymore. So now we go to the Chinese text. Vọng Thầy is an encircle. That word means the net. The net. A spider or something. That word Thai. In the other Vyata, that I or Thai, and then we. But anyway, Sino-Vietnamese, I will explain. It's I'm in love or something. So the gatha number 18, there is also that word I'm in love. Sometimes people translate by attachment. It depends on the context. So the word I, from this gatha, we can. And that is why we call this sutra I vọng, I mean love, and vọng mean net, the love net. I vọng, the sutra on the love net. We can make a book with that title, the Net of Love Sutra. In that, we will have the translation text, and the commentaries. And each of us will contribute one page of our experience. The lay people as well as the monastic, you also can contribute in that part. If you write truly what you really feel, what you have seen, what you have overcome, so on, I guarantee that will be great if it's a truthful story. Bong in the net. Take the net of craving to hide ourselves. Take the net of craving and to hide ourselves behind. Take the net of love and self hide ourselves, the net one side is the net of love, and the other side is umbrella of attachment. The umbrella of attachment of love. And we have that umbrella. We take the net of love and bind ourselves and take the umbrella of love, of attached love, and to confuse us, to hide ourselves under that curtain of confusion. Translate text by tying ourselves in the net of sensual love and taking shelter under an umbrella of sensual love. We are binding ourselves in the circle of attachment like a fish that swims into his own trap. The word tư here means binding. We bind ourselves in the prison. We bind ourselves in the prison. When we are using that net, when we take that net to hide ourselves, if we use that umbrella to cover us, then we are binding ourselves in that jail, in that prison, exactly like the like a fish that swim into his own trap. Nam in Vietnamese is a kind of trap made with bamboo. They cut bamboo into a small string and they make a kind of trap. And there is two entries. When they go in, it's very easy, but when they go out, it's not easy. It's not easy. When they get out, it's not easy. When they get in, it's very smoothly entering. But you go in very easy, but you cannot get out. So the two sides of entries is very easy for entering, but get out is not possible. They call in Vietnamese nom. Nom is a kind of trap for fish. I believe that is not the word "ku" like written in the books, in the text. This word is supposed to be "ku" instead of "tu", and "ku" means it means the trap, the nom of a fish. It means nom in Vietnamese means the trap of fish. To write like that. So they lack one stroke, horizontal stroke. And to like that means a kind of a box, a square box. But that word "tu" for me is not, it must be "ku". "Ku" is the root similarly with the few stroke in, and then it's like a trap of the fish. Like I said, that this sutra is have so many image of illustration, that the image of a net, and then the image of umbrella, and now the image of a trap, the bamboo trap for fish, nom. Caught by age and death. It means that you cannot escape old age. You cannot escape death. So caught by age and death. We just circle around the object of our love. It means to, it means follow closely. Age, old age and death follow us closely. So translate my cut by age and death.
Yeah.
if just as a little cow, the calf, looking, a little calf, looking for his mother udder. If you cannot have, you cannot find the place to suck milk, it's exactly like a calf cannot find something else than the place where the udder of his mom in order to suck. So here is another image. So you see, poetry is, the image is very important, and rhyme also important, but image is also important. So in sutra, the text taught by Buddha is a lot of image. It's very poetic and clear, concrete image. So followed by old age and death. So we are like a little calf, trying to look for his mother udder. If we are able to let go of our desires and do not follow the tracks of love vehicle, and then we can get out of the net of sensual love, and nothing else can harm us anymore. So Supong is you get out. Supong, get out. And you tear the net of attachment, love. So you are a hero. You are a real wonderful, dignified man or woman. You are decided to tear the net of love, of attachment. If we are able to let go of desire and do not follow the track of love vehicle, we can tear the net of sensual love, and nothing else can harm us anymore. If we use the net of love attachment, and if you use the umbrella to hide ourselves, and you are binding ourselves in the position to be jailed, exactly like the fish who enter into the trap and cannot get out. Only by getting out of that net that we can clean on the suffering in the past. We read it again. By tying ourselves in the net of sensual love and taking shelter under an umbrella of sensual love, we are binding ourselves in the circle of attachment like a fish that swims into his own trap. Caught by old age and death, we just circle around the object of our love like a calf, looking for his mother udders. If we are able to let go of desire and do not follow the track of love vehicle, we can get out of the net of sensual love, and nothing else can harm us anymore. The Gyatha number 22 now. If we are able to roll the whole way, leave behind all fetters of attachment and suffering. And if we are liberated from all kinds of discrimination and go beyond all dualistic notions, we are a monk of great understanding. Adisagata 22. If we are able to go the whole way, leave behind all the fetters of attachment and suffering, and if we are liberated from all kind of discrimination and go beyond all dualistic notion, we are a monk of great understanding. Tang mean thoroughly the path. You go until the end. You do not stop in the middle. Tang da mean you go thoroughly that path. You let go on the string which binds you. And your path is the path of freedom, of liberation. You are on the path, but why you take that string and you bind yourself and you bind others? And then we cannot undo on the tie. Liberate from all kinds of discrimination and go beyond on dualistic notion. Tha and me are like this and that. Tu and me mean this and that. That one is not this one. This one is not that one. That is discrimination. This is in the others. This is included in the others. Other is included in us, like the left and the right are two sides of one entity. You cannot remove the left, because you remove the left, and this only have right and left again. So, you cannot remove yourself from your father. And so, you cannot remove yourself from your father. Your father cannot remove himself from you. Because you are his continuation, is other part of him. So that is kind of dualistic view. If you see that you are different from your father is different to you, you have nothing to do with that man called your father. That is a very dualistic view. You liberate of own dualistic notion. It's left and right, above, below, father, son. So we are a monk of great understanding. You already overcome Bianghan means the edges, the limit, the frontier. You are overcoming on the edges, on the limits, on the frontier. Like we have a river, and if there is a log of wood which is floating on the river, and if that log is blocked by one edge of the river, and then that block of wood would have no chance to go to the sea. So it's the same for you. For you, if you want to go to the sea of liberation, of enlightenment, don't be caught by any side of the edge of the river. Don't be stuck to that side or caught by the other side. You have to walk in the middle. So when you are caught in that idea, he is this and that, you is different from your father is different from your, from his wife, his children, and so on. birth and death are two different things. Having and not having are two different views. That is a dualistic view. For instance, we have a view that this world is administered by a God, and it's God who create that world. And you see that God is different, the world created by God is different. That is dualistic view too. Like you said that you are different from your father, you have nothing to do with him. And you are different from your mother, you have nothing to do with her. So that is dualistic view, because you cannot distinguish yourself, cut yourself from your father. If there is no creature, how you can call creator? So that is the limited view, caught by the limit, caught by dualistic view. And the path of the Buddha is the middle path. You are not two different entity, but you are not the same. You are not the same than your father, but you are not different from your father. The Buddha do not say that you are exactly like your father. You have the continuation of your father, you are different. You are not different, but not the same. So when you practice like that, you become a great monk of great understanding. You must do three things. First, you have to unbind that string. The second one, have a dualistic view. Don't discriminate this one from different, this different from that. And the third one is not to be caught by dualistic view. And so, nowadays, science also can prove that the observer and the observed things are very intervene. They interact quite a lot. When you see you can see that there is a quantum. The quantum is not observed, the quantum is very free and manifests everywhere. But if you start to observe the quantum, it's become a kind of object, and there is some locality. And so the observer and the observed things are born in the same time. You cannot observe a quantum without seeing that you and the quantum are one. The observer's thought to exist, the object start to exist together with the subject. So the Gatha number 22 is the very seat of the Middle Path Sutra. And later on, there is on the great compilation of Abhidhamma is also then so on the seat at the beginning. Nityanulung is great. Prajna Paramita. So there is the great, beautiful, open mind view of Mahayana Buddhism took roots in only sutra, primitive sutra. And so don't say that Mahayana Buddha text is different from primitive Buddhism, because they took root, every root in the primitive text of the Buddha, but they elaborate more and more profound way to explaining and largely explaining. And so some Theravadan people, some primitive practitioner in a school saying that this invention, pure invention of a number of people and of Theravada. But in fact, on this Theravada, on the Mahayana, it means great vehicle of Buddhism, took roots in this sutra. If we are caught into the fetters of attachment and suffering, if we are liberate from all kind of discrimination, we go beyond the dualistic notion and we are monk of great understanding. Number 23, don't keep company with those who go against the true teaching, and don't let yourself be pulled along on the path of attachment. If the practitioner has not yet transcended time and space, he is still caught in dualistic view. So, Thay said again, don't be close. Don't keep company with those who go against the teaching, logistic teaching of the Buddha, those who are attached, those who are compassionately, blindly compassionately attached to that. People try to remind her, remind him, but she or he continue to be blindly attached to that way. So don't try to keep company with those like that, because you keep company with those who are caught in attachment like that. And if you attach to keep company with those who go in against the stream of practice, even they wear the same dress, but they go against the stream of practice. We should not keep company with such people. These people can say something but water your weaknesses and make your bodhicitta, your mind of love, die. And so you have to be close to those who have good practice of five manners and precept. In the Sangha, they have also a number of and done. Let yourself to be pulled along on the path of attachment. Nhiễm mean contaminate. Nhiễm mean contaminate, infected. I mean attachment, love. If the practitioner has not yet transcended time and space and present, he is still caught in dualistic view. They use tamte, it means three world, the world of the past, the world of the present, and the world of future, and be caught to any of them. The practitioner has not yet transcended time, space. He is still caught in dualistic view. Being. Limited. Being exactly means edge. So you are still caught in the edges, the limited area. If you do not transcend time, and space, you are still caught in the dualistic view. We live in the 21st century. Why? Science trying to understand the outer world and the science, quantum science, trying to look deep into the outer world. And they also want to discover the most they could. And so we cannot cross the door of truth, ultimate truth. So you cannot cross the door of ultimate truth. If the science can see the source of reality, so now astrology, astronomy, they also try to learn that. And physics, they also try to learn that. So, for me, the key is the non-dualistic view. The observer and the object, the subject and the object must be one. In various cases, the subject change, object also change. And they enter all. And so that Open the world of sesame. The door is already on the ultimate. The door of ultimate is already open. The main point is the scientists can go that on that way of non-dualistic view. Because the scientist has only his ability to observe, but based on his intellect, he cannot go deep. You have to transcend your intellect. You use your whole being, in order to go into. Because the scientist can have his own suffering at home, or difficulty with his beloved one. And so the scientists could be wearing a very heavy luggage, and that heavy luggage prevent him or her to see the truth. Scientists always, if they cannot transcend the dualistic view of space and time, they are still caught in the dualistic view. The people speak usually of the event called Big Bang. And at the beginning, there is no universe, no cosmos, this small thing. And there is one day, it's a big explosion, big bang, and so on. And then they see that on the astro, on the, is trying to go far, and the cosmos is expanding every day. And each day they are expanding, and all the scientists agree that the cosmos have been expanded, and they agree that time and space before that there is no time. but thanks to the Big Bang explosion of science, and then we have more space. That is astrology. Before the existence of the Buddha, we do not distinguish space and time. And the quantum physics is like that too. When you enter into to examine the smallest element of the quantum, and you see that the notion of time is so different from during our ordinary life, you see that, yeah, there is normal way of seeing things, but when you enter into the world of electronic world of science, you can see that and you can see a quantum doesn't exist only in one place where the observer is observing, but it exists everywhere. And scientists start to see it and thinks they can see that time and space are only creation of the mind of human beings. And so they call the one electronic world as well as electronics world, they create time and space. Time and space is concerned about materialistic thing. Without materialistic things, without speed, everything in the are and there is. And that is why if scientists cannot release the idea about the time and space, they are still caught in the dualistic view because they are stuck. And so they try to find a theory of Big Bang. It's theory of Big Bang where everything before that is dark and it explodes and so on. So we need to have the scientist is caught in the notion of time and space and think that, and so we need a map. And in order to know where is the beginning, where is the end. But in the Buddha teaching, there is no beginning and no end. And so everything is manifestation from our mind. We should not say that, hey, open. The door is already open. The main point is, do you dare to enter? Because there's two obstacles who make you cannot enter into the ultimate dimension. The first obstacle is Thiền Nào Chứng. It means of suffering, the affliction obstacle. You have so many afflictions. You hate that, you suffer that, you have that problem, so on. So because of that you cannot go in. Feeling now means pleasure, affliction, sadness, overjoy, passion, that desire, that craving. And so your mind is confused. Your mind is not clear. And if your mind is not clear, you cannot enter into that world of purity called Pure Land. Einstein have said, this very intelligent man have said, no, it's not have said, Einstein is very intelligent, but if you look at his own private life, he has so many difficulties, so many suffering with his wife, his children, and so on. If Einstein, without all this affliction, maybe he can go farther, much farther. Einstein is very profound man, but because of that affliction, the biography of Einstein proved that he had a lot of difficulty with his wife and his children and so on. So we too, we can be the best of ourselves, but if we have that affliction in us, even the door of ultimate dimension is open, you cannot enter. And the second obstacle is certitude, is all you have learned wrongly. If you learned wrongly already, it's difficult for you to unlearn that wrong thing. So shati means what you know. Antrapater parenthesis, you know wrongly. So what you know for having wrong perception, and that become a kind of obstacle for you to receive the real truth, because you have already the fake truth and you are so sure that the fake truth is the truth. So when the real truth present to you, you refuse. So that is one obstacle that you cannot reach the ultimate dimension. If we are caught by the object and subject, and then we say that the creator is different from creature, that God is different from human beings, and so if you are caught like that, you cannot enter into the ultimate dimension of reality, where there is no coming, no going, no up, no down. So in the teaching of the Buddha taught us the methods to and you don't need to ask the door, Sesame Oop, open the door for you. You only practice to go back to yourself deeply with smriti, with mindfulness. You go back to yourself in the present moment, well, peacefully, profoundly, freely, on the present moment, and you will discover many wonders. And that many wonders, because the door of ultimate dimension is there for you to enter. So that we call the three how. That the word how have many significations, many meanings. Three learning, three how. How? First is chitta. And the sign of the Buddha, you don't need a lot of machine, telescope, etc. But you only use your mind, and your mind can be successfully when go through the door of confusion is if you can cut yourself from sensual love and have a free life. If you have cut through on this attachment, on the bounding, on affliction, your sadness, your jealousies, your anger, and on the bondage, on cut and knowledge, wrong knowledge, and then you can be free. Many of us have been caught, or one or others. Another, the first one is craving, habit, energy. The second one of the knowing wrongly. are so sure that what you know is correct, so you have no chance to touch the real knowing, the real understanding. And if you can let go on this obstacle of affliction and of the wrong knowing, and then you have freedom to reach the ultimate dimension. The scientists have only the intellect. So the scientist must train himself or herself more on mindfulness. So even the door is open, even the door is open, they cannot do anything. For instance, we are reading the sutra like Maria. And in order to see that the Buddha have taught us how to enter into that world. And so Buddhism is a kind of spiritual science. And then this spiritual science, you don't need to buy machine, but you train yourself in order for your mind to be more and more profound, more and more deep. And so the next science, the next 21-day retreat of us will be the signs of the Buddha. And the signs of Buddha also need to have also some scientists. We will invite some scientists to come and to explain, and then we will present the signs of the Buddha. Because the signs of Buddha is the sign of concentration, the sign of mindfulness, concentration and insight. In Buddhism, beside the intellect, we still have the stored consciousness. And if we can transform the stored consciousness, and then we can go gently without notice into the ultimate dimension. There is a sister who wrote to me, to Thai. She wrote many things, but she mentioned about attachment, love. I read one part of that. I would like to send you my gratitude. And you have given birth to many monks, so kind. Thank you, Thay, for giving birth to so many monks, so kind. My sister said so. But for me, this love is so sacred. And I will never make it tent duty. Since I am a monastic, I'm a nun until now, I never let my love with my sister and my brother tent by attachment. If people on outside have a lot of difficulty for that, so go into the spiritual family. I have to train ourselves to respect the monastic code, the five manners, and then the situation can keep safe. The musician Chen Gongsheng have said, fortunately, in life there are still, beside attachment, love, there are also friendship. And for the musician, friendship have a true visage. The betrayal of friendship exists, but it's not much. I have seen that friendship is more precious than love, is what the musician Cheung said. And friendship can make you awake from ignorance dream, and can restore a life which you thought that is no way to get out, but thanks to friendship you can get out of that situation of darkness, and thanks to friendship that you can get out of the situation of darkness and you can be alive again. That is the word of musician Trần Công Sơn. She quote Trần Công Sơn from where, I don't know. And she continue, it's true, Thai, friendship have brought me very far. And that friendship will bring me farther, farther. Love, I can love so many people with my open mind. And I'm sure that there is no attachment. And there are people who say that if you look at the one who attached with, you look at the dirty thing in him, and you, but I myself, I only look at his beautiful way. I don't need to look at the dirty thing in him. I see in him so beautiful, and I don't want that beauty will be tainted by attachment. So I learn. And so that flame of friendship is so great in me, why I have to let it die. And so like a flower, we try to nourish that flower. We have to put the flower at the right place. And then the friend is like that. Put him in his place, put her in that place, and then he or she will continue to be beautiful. But if you want to possess him or her, and it's become, make you poor, and then I think that the suffering, and then it can kill our life without we are caught in all this attachment. And more you try to get out, more you are bound by. So that suffering is difficult to get out, even if you have a good teacher, a good teaching. You have to be aware of yourself and don't let it taint by all this. Right, it start a small attachment, you have to notice that, and you stop in time. And I think that I'm so satisfied with the love I have from my sister, from my brother, from Thai. And I'm determined to let go everything. And I'm determined to learn deeply the word love. And the love who can give me a lot of freedom. With this love, I have no fear. Because I see safety in me. And I have object of my love, but I feel safe. I don't feel attached. I want to keep that beauty, and I don't want to keep that thing by attachment. And I know that I don't allow them to cross the limit. And I'm sure that love can only nourish our life and make our life more rich, more profound. This letter could be written by a monk. that is written by a nun, but this could be written by a monk from his practice. And the monk can write like that, I am very respectful and grateful for Thay to give birth to so many wonderful nuns. and then they are so beautiful that I don't want to let them taint dirty by my attachment. And then I feel safe. And then I am surrounded by the Satori. And so without that love, I will be suffer a lot with love of the worldly love and attachment and make people suffer a lot, so on. And what is interesting that because in the past we are taught that if you want to cross the attachment, you have to think of all the dirty of the other person. But she said that no, she wants to see all the beauty of that person.